inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Last month, we harvested garlic scapes. Now, it's the rest of the garlic plant, bulb and all. But no, we don't want to just yank them out by the leaves. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we're back in Joe Orsi's backyard, located out the road past Auk Bay. Orsi is a former master gardener who runs a tiny commercial operation on his property, frequented by, among other things, noisy raven fledglings and bumblebees among the raspberry plants. Every garlic crop and every garden in Juneau is different, but Orsi says the best time for harvesting garlic is when you see half the leaves turn yellow. While most gardeners can just carefully dig by hand underneath the soil for the bulb, Orsi uses a special tool for harvesting many bulbs quickly.
My secret, I got a secret to do it. It's like a tying off a cultivator, and basically you just kind of wrap that around underneath the bulb and you pull up. And what that does is it dislodges the roots, so then you can easily grab it with your hand and pull it out. If you don't, you end up breaking the stalk of the garlic, which is not good. But you can see some of these stalks are, you know, as big around as my thumb. You know, that's pretty good size right there. It'd be hard to pull this out by hand, you know? I mean, some of those root masses are like seriously large, and you would be tugging on it for a long time.
How would a neophyte do it though? What if they don't have your special tool?
If a neophyte had like a smaller bed, they could maybe dig down and just kind of work across the bed, you know? Most people garden in boxes. Wooden boxes that are elevated off the ground. So you could basically start on one end, you know, dig out the garlic, and then just basically, you know, work your way across the bed. Does that make sense? Yeah. And pull them out that way. So you basically trench them out and then just peel them off, and you basically work through all the soil. But here, you know, we're trying to do hundreds in a day, so you're just trying to bang, 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 get them all out of there, and then I soak them. Then we peel them. We peel them down so you have at least four or five intact wrappers. You know, you peel these lower ones off. They'll turn all yellow about down here once it's time to harvest, but you want to have like about four or five intact wrappers here after you've peeled everything off. Then you choke those and hang them in bundles of like 5 to 10 spaced out in the drying area.
You recommend peeling the outside skin then, right?
Yeah.
While you dry them.
Yeah, like here's the first wrapper here. See, this is completely dry.
Yeah.
Well, in a couple more weeks, this will all start to get all dry down. And basically, you pull this out, soak the roots, shake it off, and then you peel these off, and that will pull a lot of the gunk off the outside of the bulb, because those wrappers will come off. Because each one of these leaves is a wrapper on the clove. But you want to leave at least four or five intact wrappers when you're drying it, because that'll serve to kind of keep the garlic basically airtight, so to speak. And it dries down with those wrappers on it, and then it'll store for a long time.
Because I've heard some people talk about leaving that skin and those wrappers, all those wrappers on while they're drying them for how many weeks or how many months?
Yeah, that's probably the normal way to do it. But like I said, in Juneau, since the weather, you can't count on it being nice. By peeling those wrappers off, it cleans things off really quickly, and it's just a few less layers for you to have to dry out when you need to. And the most often mistake is waiting too long to do everything, and then those wrappers just kind of fall off anyway, and your bulb opens up, and then they're not going to store very long at all. It just seems like the right thing to do, and they sure look pretty when they're all hanging, they're all nice and cleaned off. They dry down much quicker that way than leaving those excessive dirty wrappers on them. And when you pull these things out, I mean, it's not like this is sand. I mean, this is like organic material, muck, seaweed, everything down there. When you pull these, and earthworms hanging on the roots, and it's like, if I didn't clean those things off, it would be a mess. Imagine 2,500 bulbs of dirt clods laying around, you know. It's just been there, done that, you know, kind of, this system seems to work.
That was local grower Joe Orsi on harvesting and curing garlic. He hangs bunches of garlic for several weeks inside a small temperature and humidity-controlled drying room that he built off the side of his garage. Later this season, we'll hear from him on planting for next year's crop. Go to ktoo.org/gardentalk to sign up for the podcast or ask your own yard and garden question, and we'll try to answer it in an upcoming segment.
Plant your rows straight and long.
KTO's Garden Talk is sponsored by Don Able Garden Supply, locally owned since 1936, offering the Garden Center Nursery with plants grown for Southeast Alaska. More at donable.biz.